The Tangent Egg Podcast is aimed at a mature audience. It contains themes that are not appropriate for all listeners. It's important to note that we are not experts. We routinely have no idea what we're talking about and are just three idiots sitting around a table. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Tangent Egg Podcast. I'm Seth, and as always with me are Swoosh and Jondo.
Hi.
Hello.
And, well, let's get this out of the way first. Yeah, sorry about the late episode last week.
There is a very good reason for this.
Yeah, I had to go in for surgery.
We had a broken Seth.
I'm the editor for this thing, and so if I'm not around to do the edit, it doesn't happen.
Because Swoosh and I are useless, apparently.
No, we're very good at making mistakes that he has to edit out.
So. Yeah, well, that and the talky-talk is all we're good for.
Yeah.
Over the course of doing this show, I have gotten better and better at using the editing software to get around fucking mistakes. Point is, though, my appendix decided it wanted out, and I had to make that happen.
It's weird that humans just have a biological time bomb, just sitting in there going, you know what? Today's the day.
Yeah. Well, the thing that was weirdest about it, though, was like, every time I've ever heard anyone talk about needing their appendix out, it's like they're in like so much pain, like it's agony, you can't sleep, how the fuck are you supposed to... I didn't have that.
Yeah.
All I had was, I had a bit of tummy upset, and I was like, oh, I think I just ate something wrong. And then it kind of moved to my right side, and I'm like, that feels concerning. So I actually went into the hospital to get checked, and they were like, it could be your appendix, but it seems to be not, like, you don't seem to be in that much pain, and it doesn't seem to be impacting you that much, so it might not be appendicitis. And they sent me home, and I completely agreed with them because I was telling them I'm not in pain anymore for some reason. It's gone away. Mm. So it's not like the hospital was just like, give me the flick to get me out of there and get a bed back. And then, yeah, that evening it was like, huh, the pain's back. All right, I'm going back to the hospital. And yeah, it turned out my appendix was about to go.
I've heard similar stories from basically everyone who gets their appendix. I was like, I went to the hospital, and they said I was fine and sent me home. But then it got worse. It's like, I get it. It's a hard thing to figure out because
there was a kid I went to school with. For Christmas, he ate too much and had stomach pains, and it was bad enough that they called the ambulance because everyone had been drinking, and they couldn't drive him to the hospital, and his appendix ruptured in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. Ooh, it had swollen up, but it never caused pain. He said he never felt it until. He just had a particularly large lunch, like Christmas lunch, pain. And that's, yeah.
Yeah.
Proof that Christmas is the real killer.
I can certainly say, if you ever have pain in your stomach that then moves to your right side, don't ignore that shit.
I've also been told that if you put pressure on your right side, roughly where it is, and you get pain when you release it, apparently that's a red flag for it.
Look, I don't know. Yeah. I just Googled the pain symptoms. Shifting.
Yeah.
And it was like, this could be your appendix. So I'm like, I was so scared. I talked on that Friday. I was at work. And I was really scared to ask my boss to let me leave and go to a hospital to see if it was appendicitis. Because I'm that kind of person. It's just like, I don't like bailing on work if I don't have to. If I'm not like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'll do my job. But yeah, it was just like, I'm so glad I went with my gut and went to my boss and went, look, I just need them to tell me it's nothing if it's nothing.
I just need to go to hospital real quick.
And then I spent that entire day at hospital. I mean, sorry, like, thing you can transition into, which has been hilarious to watch. We had the short period of time when TikTok wasn't available in the States.
Yeah.
And Australians started posting how good the Australian healthcare system is.
It was great. We got to hear our own accent on TikTok.
So good. But, like, just to kind of ride that, I went into a hospital, went into the emergency department, was pushed through from emergency into observation where I had a private room but a sectioned-off area. I spent the entire day there. I got pain medications up to and including Endone.
Nice.
Food. I had multiple blood tests, an ultrasound, and I saw a couple of doctors, and I had nurses who'd bring me water and stuff so I didn't have to get out of bed.
Mm.
For that whole day, cost nothing. Rock up there again at 3 a.m. because the pain had come back. Straight back into that same observation area. Straight back. Here's your double Panadol. Here's your Endone. More blood tests. Had a full CT scan with contrast dye.
Nice.
Confirmed appendicitis. Admitted. Taken into... I was taken up to a different ward. Pending potentially to have surgery that day.
CAS, whatever it is.
Turned out I wasn't going to get surgery that day, but I did get taken over to the day surgery ward. And because I wasn't going to be having surgery that day, they went, well, you don't need to be in the main part of this ward. And they wheeled me around the back of the day ward into a little private area where I had kind of my own little nook.
Nice.
It wasn't my own room, but I was completely isolated from all the hustle and bustle of the ward.
That's
because I wasn't having surgery that day.
I mean, small wins, always worth it.
And then, of course, I had surgery, so I had, you know, full medical team, anaesthetist, all the fun stuff, all the post-op care, again, plenty of pain drugs to keep me comfortable, full 3 square meals a day, and they had morning tea and evening supper, which, yeah, okay, it's juice and biscuits, but it's still there.
There's still something.
That once I could eat, because of course I couldn't eat while I had to. The whole time they were like, you might be having surgery. It's like, I haven't eaten anything since 6 yesterday. Can I please have some fucking food? No, you might have surgery today. You've got to wait until we confirm you're not getting surgery.
I always hate that. Waiting for surgery.
Mm.
Especially if it gets delayed.
Yeah. But once I could eat, I got plenty of food. I wasn't hungry. And then, of course, discharged and went home. And I went home with scripts and everything for aftercare.
Nice.
None of that cost anything.
Yeah.
Not charged a single fucking dime.
That's fucking great.
And while I did drive myself to the hospital, if I'd called an ambo, it would have been free.
That is true. Unlike other places that are currently on.
Well, other states.
Yeah, true. It's,
like, it's just that Queensland has fucking ambo cover included in the utilities bill.
Yeah.
Whereas New South Wales doesn't have that. You have to have separate insurance for fucking ambo cover, which is ridiculous.
I find that so horrible. Like, it should be covered. Like, goddammit.
Yeah. Hmm. But, like, the thing I thought was hilarious is, like, all these people on TikTok are, like, pointing out how, like, one of the ones I saw that I loved was a dad whose kid fell off some play equipment.
Yeah.
Bumped her head. So she's got a googly egg on the back of her head, so he takes her into the emergency room. Less than 15 minutes, they're out of the waiting area and into a kid-specific area of the hospital. They were given free stuffed toys from a charity, little entertainment packs for the kids to keep them occupied while they're waiting.
Mm.
They only had to wait 30 minutes to see a doctor, which, as far as I'm concerned, at a hospital is fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
I have waited a long time at hospitals when I'll admit I'm a low priority person in the hospital.
Mm.
But, like, this kid's hit their head, and they're seen by a doctor inside of 30 minutes. To see that doctor, they were taken out of the emergency area into a private room to be checked with the doctor, so they didn't have to do it out in public. They determined that the kid needed 4 hours of observation, so they're put in their own room for those 4 hours. That four-hour period coincided with when food came around, so not just the kid... The dad, the mom, and the other kid all got to eat food.
Nice.
And they had their own, little private area so they could look after their kids for those 4 hours. And then they left, and they paid nothing. And of course, all the fucking Americans are like, "Oh yeah, but it's not free. You pay taxes to get that." Look, man, if that's what has to happen, that means I can go in for full surgery and not worry about how much it's going to affect my fucking. Like, bottom line, and that happens for everyone, including foreign nationals, because two of the guys I used to work with, who were from Colombia, both had their appendix out while they were in Australia and paid nothing.
Mm.
That's why that's supposed to fucking work.
Yeah,
we pay taxes and that happens. They pay taxes and that doesn't happen.
Like, they pay taxes and they go to war.
Yeah.
That's the difference. Because they pay roughly the same kind of tax that we would. It's like, yeah, cool, you just siphoning a whole bunch more off that to corrupt politicians. Well done, you, aren't you? Isn't it great?
And I mean, I ain't going to pretend that every tax dollar gets used the way it's supposed to.
No, hell no.
I'm not that fucking naive. But I am smart enough to go, look, man, I'd rather pay my taxes. And because I've had private surgery done. Last year, I had to have my lungs scraped. I had to pay the almost $2,000 for the anaesthetist.
Yeah.
Because that was an elective surgery.
Yeah.
So just being able to be like, I didn't pay a loan for the anaesthetist of this hospital visit was good.
Yeah.
Let alone the whole fucking shebang.
Which, like, that's a good way of doing it. If it's life-threatening, then yes, that, you know, you go in, you get it done, off you pop. Which is great. But, like, other places or other countries, if you get appendicitis, which you cannot control, there is no way to mitigate it. We don't know how that fucking thing works. We just know it might kill
you. As far as I understand about it.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, we don't know what this is, but it might kill you and it might get angry. And just that can put people into bankruptcy in other places. It's like, it's either do this or die. It's like, all right, I'll do it. Like, cool. You're poor now. Forever.
My biggest concern was one of the patches started to come off early after I got home. And all I did was go down to my local GP and just be like, hey, man, could you just reapply one of these? And it was done.
Yeah.
Just like, what? And that, that did cost me money because I went to a GP.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is subsidized here. I think it was like $30. It would have cost me like $20 to get the replacement patches. So
yeah.
Cool. I tipped the doctor $10 to put them on for me.
You got it done properly. It's like, you know, going to one of those phone shops for putting a screen on your phone. It's like,
yeah.
Can you do it? I know you'll do it proper.
No, I always ask them to do it because if they fuck it up, they take it off and put a new one on at no cost to me.
Yeah, true.
But my point is, all of that, no money. No money outlaid by me. I'm not being chased by I'm not expecting a bill in the mail.
Yeah.
That's how that should be. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our health system could be better. I'm not pretending couldn't be leagues better than it is. But the fact that those sort of things can happen and you are covered.
Mm.
And again, people outside the country who are here working are covered by it too.
We'll see how long that lasts, though, considering apparently like Americans and a few other countries have the same issue. We'll just go to other countries. It's like, what would they call it? Medical tourism is what they refer it, like, to it as.
Yeah. But you have to be on a work visa here, though, to get it.
Yeah, you have to be on a work visa or some kind of visa, I think. But I know like Canada's like, no, we're not letting you do that anymore. Go away. You can't just cross the border.
I mean, It's a little more difficult to go come out to Australia for it.
Yeah.
It's not like, cool, drive 3 hours that away and get free healthcare.
Meanwhile, there's like, anyone's like, I want elective surgery. Guess I'm going to Bali. So many of my family friends like, I'm going to Bali. Oh, you're going to come back looking different, are you? Well, they're shaving off this time.
Look, man, like I said, it delayed our episode, but I'm feeling a lot better. I'm recovering well. And we shouldn't have a delay on this week's episode on upload. You'll know in the future if something went wrong.
Little did we know, Seth had a secret second appendix. That would suck. All mutations that someone could get. But congrats, you have two appendixes. Like, is that good? No, it's doubly bad. Have fun.
I mean, if I found that out, I'd be like, can I just have the bat now?
Yeah.
No, what sucks is you can, like, get your tonsils out as a child, then as you grow up, the fuckers can grow back, so you can get tonsillitis a second time.
Yeah.
And now they don't like taking them out. They'd rather you sit there and deal with it till they go down.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad I got mine ripped out as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
I think I've still got mine.
Mine didn't come back.
Cool, there's another landmine I have to worry about.
No. But like, even just doing basic stuff, like going into hospital is so much easier in our system sometimes. Like, I woke up one day because I had a sinus infection that got really fucked up to the point where it blocked off my ears and was causing pressure to build.
Oh, wow.
And that was painful as fuck. So I'm like, I'm dying. I'm going to the hospital. And, like, down the road's a private hospital. So I went there. And there was just a doctor just napping. I'm like, I need help. Like, cool, come on through. It's like 10 minutes. At which point he's like, right, I'm going to give you some fun painkillers because this is going to suck no matter what we do. Either you tough it out and you zonk yourself out with these painkillers for 4 days and hope it goes down, or I perforate your eardrum and you fuck yourself up on painkillers for a bit longer. I'm like, I'll just go home for a bit and see if it works. Spoiler, it didn't. Eventually had a basically perforated itself at one point. This is, yep, pressure belt, blowout. Not a fun second.
Though, getting tonsils out, I stepson went and had tonsillitis. Finally, they agreed to take him out. They said, right, would you like one of your parents to wheel you in to the thing like that can be with you right up to the end there? And my missus didn't want to walk in there. She was threatened. She said, yeah, I'll walk him in there. I got all done up with the gown. I got the mask on. Got to walk in with the whole surgical team. Yeah, right now, give him the gas. As soon as they started giving him the gas, okay, so scalpel, give me a go at this. That was the last thing he heard. He came out there and he was not happy.
Oh, that'd be great. Reminds me of the old, like the original Final Destination, I think it was, where he goes to the dentist. It's like, I wake up, my pants undone, we ain't paying.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This particular, like, I've been knocked out a couple times for various ailments with my body. I'm pretty damn sure every warning light and warranty is expired.
Oh, yeah.
Same. This particular surgery, I was talking to putting the mask on you and all that kind of jazz, and you're just sort of kind of talking to the surgeons, and they've seen the tattoo on my arm, which is the exoskeleton, the xenomorph.
Yeah.
And they talk to me, he's like, so you're like Geiger and stuff. Like, oh yeah, I've got a joke for you. So the last thing I hear is him going, when you stare into the abyss stares back, and it sees Geiger jacking off.
That could have been the last thing you would ever hear.
It's like, yeah, that's the way I want to go. And then wake up in fucking recovery, which was... I lost track of what the fuck time was.
Oh, yeah, no, like, I had that when I went in for a surgery a couple of years back. Because they had me on Endone after it, and Endone just fucks me up. Like,
same.
You forget how time functions, and suddenly it's next week. It's just like, what happened?
I mean, like, people were asking me, like, when did you have your surgery so we can tell when to discharge you? And I'm like, was it yesterday or today? Did it happen an hour ago? I'm not sure anymore.
You tell me when it happened. What year is it?
Does it not say it on the chart? Was I meant to keep track of this?
Well, it's all part of that, like, confirmation of who you are within the ward. That's why they always ask you, what's your full name? What's your date of birth? Asking you, like, when you had your surgery is just other ways that they can confirm they are, in fact, talking to the correct person. I was fucked. I could not have told you. Like, I could tell you now when I had it, but if you'd asked me while I was in the hospital post-surgery, I had no fucking idea what day of the week it was.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't help the fact that I had seen a window in 3 days.
Yeah, no, that's the other thing. Like, I swear some hospitals and casinos are built the same way. Like, it's just like, we're just going to put you here where you can't tell if time's moving because you're going to be here a while. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I could see windows, but, like, they closed them all.
Mm.
Like, all the blinds were shut. So, I couldn't tell day, night, yesterday, today. Didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
The only thing that allowed me to know the day had passed was that suddenly the ward got busy because the day staff were in.
I don't remember you. Oh, man. But thankfully you survived.
Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Did they have to write on you in, like, permanent marker? Appendix only. Not for spare parts.
No, they didn't write anything like that on me.
Joke's on them. My organs are fucked.
Like I said, man, I'm pretty sure every warning light's on and every warranty's expired.
Oh, yeah. Like, that used to be my default, like, thing on dating apps a while ago. I was like, oh, we should go meet up. At which point my response would always be, is like, look, if you ask for my organs, just bear in mind they're pretty shoddy. They haven't worked well in years.
Okay, after that bit of jovial fun and laughter at my expense from having had to go to hospital. Do we want to talk about the fucking crazy shit that we knew was going to start happening?
I think we kind of have to. Enough crazy shit has happened that now warrants a response.
It's only the first week, too.
Yeah,
I know.
We're not even... Like, this feels like the kind of discussion we'd have, like, 6 months in.
I was expecting at least a couple of months and we might have to offhandedly mention it, but no, it's gotten insane.
Yeah. Like, from right. day dot, like, minute dot, pretty much.
Yeah.
At the inauguration.
So, I think we have to start with the first, the big one that's been doing the rounds right now. Did Elon Musk sing Heil?
There's, I'm going to say yes.
Same.
Like, the way it's done, everyone's like, oh, no, no, it was a Roman salute. It's like, no.
Okay, so one, the Roman salute doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Two, it's an art thing from later. And three, where the fuck do you think the Nazis got it from?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's not different. It's the same fucking salute.
And, yeah. like, other people popping up trying to defend him, like, you see online. It's like, oh, no, 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 he was just doing a thing for, you know, his heart goes out to people. Oh, so he put his hand to his heart and then out, palm up, right? Like, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I can see some argument for that, for the first one he does.
Yeah, the second one, though.
But the also, second one where he turns around to the flag and really fucking does
it. Oh, he goes all in on that one.
But even, like, that first one is so awkward. Like,
yeah.
he's like that uncoordinated kid when you throw him a football. He's like, and just...
Well, that's the fun thing.
I reckon he caught himself
It started with, like, you know, oh, it's a Roman salute, it's nothing. And now his entire party is basically throwing him under the bus and going, ah, he's just autistic.
Yeah.
Well, if he's autistic as you say he is, he probably shouldn't be running things.
Yeah.
He Why shouldn't the fuck be anywhere is he an near. Advisor, if anything?
Yeah. But the thing is, I reckon he caught himself. That's why that first one's really awkward. And then the crowd.
The second one.
Because the crowd didn't go off too badly. He's like, oh, they like this. And he's just turned and gone full ham into the next one. Like. That's all I can see, like, why a second one happened.
Yeah.
Why the fuck else would you do that?
And you watch it, and it's like, he does it.
Yeah.
He does the full thing. It's not like, because all the right-wing accounts after that are like, oh, hey, look at all these photos of, like, Obama and Hillary Clinton doing it. Okay, watch the videos those stills are from.
Yeah.
They're very clearly waving to people, and then you freeze-framed.
Yeah,
you have the shot where it looks
bad. You've selected
a
specific frame. Like, you've hunted for that. We didn't need to hunt for this. It was just
He did there. It. He did it live in front of an entire nation.
Twice.
And didn't think there was an issue with it. Like, has he actually said anything since that's happened? I haven't
seen anything.
Yeah.
Nothing official. Any response from him. Pretty much just all the people who want to pretend like he's not a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Trying to defend him and be like, no, 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 it wasn't that. He's just a special guy.
He's just so special. It's like, okay, fine, but I don't want him near the White House now, please.
Yeah.
I don't want any of them near the White House, but
yeah.
They got a fucking house full of them.
Not that Trump's any better. I was like, I watch a lot of CoffeeZilla and his second channel, Voidzilla.
Fucking
holy shit.
His fucking user base with meme coins, which are basically, at this point, confirmed rug pulls.
Yeah, so was it Trump coin and Melania coin were done. And, oh, it's so fucking shit. Because they just rugged their audience. And the price got up to, like, billion at one point. It was a high price that the entire thing was worth, not, like, individual ones.
Yeah.
But they had 80% of it. They held on to 80% of the equity and just sold as much as they could.
Well, only 10% was for public purchase.
Yeah. So they made all this money and then just...
So all the rest of it was for whitelist sales and held.
Yeah.
It's just like, do you not see how you're getting screwed here?
Yeah.
Anytime someone mentions meme coins, it's like, no, why do you want to lose money? Is that what we're doing here? Like, you could just give it to me. At least I'll use it on something more fun.
The only people who make money off meme coins are the people who make meme coins and day traders.
Yeah.
And the guys who are, like, in a circle of whoever's made one. It's like, oh, quick, jump in now.
Yeah, but, I mean, they'll be part of a whitelist, so...
Yeah.
That they don't even count. They were handed, oh, here, before it even goes on sale, do you want to buy some?
Yeah.
And then day traders can make some money off it because they can buy in while it's still being pumped by those people. And since they're not planning on holding it at all,
yeah,
they're going to sell really quickly probably that same day, hence day trader. At which point they can make money off it, but schlubs aren't making shit off meme coins.
Stop
buying them.
For the love of God.
There's a bloke I work with who decided that that he was going to make millions off it. He could track the trains. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so he started off with like $100 in it. Then it was a couple of $100. And he worked it out and was like, oh, I've probably put about $1,000 into it. I get close and then I just miss out. And it's like, yeah, you're going to keep missing out. Like, he's dumped a few $1,000s into it now with nothing to show. That's the fucking game, idiot.
It's just the new version of pokies. I swear, it's our generation's version of pokies. Like, that's it.
I know, yeah.
I'd be happy if they brought out this generation's version of pokies if they got rid of the fucking last generation's pokies.
Yeah.
Get rid of all pokies. Full fucking stop.
They are horrible things. Like, we come from mining or country towns. The pokies were offensive there, I swear to fucking God. Like,
and there was a guy I worked with a couple of years ago, and he openly admitted he basically just fed his paycheck to poker machines.
Yeah.
He came into work, he made not great money, but he made decent cash. And he was completely honest about it, that he knew that he was going to go to the pub at some point, and he was going to play the poker machine, and he was going to play it until he hit something.
Yeah.
Or he had no cash to play with.
And for the longest time, there was no pub that didn't have pokies.
Actually, it's
still pretty hard to find a pub without a pokey machine these days.
Yeah. My partner and I walked into a pub here, and there is the night bar area where you can see there's like a big dance floor, and you can see the pokies out the back of it. But if it's open during the day, the pokey area is they're disconnected. They're not on at all. You can walk into the pokies and you can look at them. But they're all in display mode only. So the only thing that's open during the day is a little sidebar. I think there's like a tiny little TAB kiosk. You just go in there and have a beer, a feed. Oh my God, it was the most relaxing fucking pub I've ever been in. It was so good.
Oh, fuck yes.
God, that'd be great.
Not 19 tradies sitting in the back with beers feeding them.
Everyone in their bar had high vis and boots on. It was good.
Yeah. Followed by just all the bright lights and the screeching, wailing every 5 seconds. This is like, no, I can't. I'm out. I don't want to be anywhere near this. But they did start siphoning them off to the side at one point, didn't they?
They've started, putting them in, their own areas that you have to actively go to.
Yeah.
But they're still designed to prey on people.
They are the most depressing places, I swear. Have you been in one anytime recently? Because
Yes, I have. I was at one that was literally being built.
Oh God, that's horrible. But it's like you go down and they're just windowless boxes half the time, full of pokies, and you just see people who are basically spending their pension, just feeding their pension to this thing, hoping that it'll pay out, and they don't pay out. Like
they pay out just enough that you go again.
Yeah.
But if you... I don't know if you guys have ever actually read any books or watched documentaries about people who are addicted to poker machines. It has nothing to do with winning or losing.
Yeah.
No.
It's this thing... Sorry?
Is it the anticipation? What's
going on? No. It's a thing they call... the scientists call it this thing called the machine zone. The idea is that while you're in the process of playing the machine, all your world falls away. You are no longer in a position where you need to worry about your rent or your food or that pain in your back. It's just slap the machine. So that's what people get addicted to. The ability to just let all of their stress fall away and be lost within the flashing lights.
Play video games instead.
Games, goddamn.
Yeah, fuck. Then again, I do spend a lot of money on video games, so it's just a different kind of hunting trip.
I was about to say, a lot of what people find most addictive about actual video games is the exact same thing, being able to exist in some other world and space.
Yeah.
But that's what is actually the what has been kind of identified as the actual addictive element of slot machines, is the ability for them to push people into this thing called the machine zone.
Mm.
Basically, they're feeding money to disassociate.
Yeah.
That's even more depressing than what I thought. Holy shit.
Because most people who are hardcore gamblers know it's a loser's game.
Yeah.
They're not stupid. They're not idiots who think, oh, but one more and I'll get the jackpot and that'll be me out. No. If they get the jackpot, it just means they don't have to pay any money to keep being there.
Yeah.
They just keep going.
Yeah. It's crazy. I read a few too many books on on.
I've seen a couple of like decent documentaries on some of the stuff. Like there was one guy in Vegas who is a professional gambler. That's because he only plays things like poker or those kind of things. He stays away from everything else. Because poker, you can, you know, do stuff with.
What is it, the best game to play in Vegas is Baccarat?
Yeah.
Because it's basically just roulette with cards.
Pretty much. It used to be like the game to play. Like, the original James Bond used to play Baccarat.
Mm.
Like, poker wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was sort of a resurgence and suddenly poker is the game to play, but...
Well, because they started televising and stuff, and it became like, oh, it's this high skill game, and all the, and it is. There's a skill set to playing poker. I'm not trying to say there isn't, but it's all games of chance. That's why Baccarat is considered one of the better games to play, because you either bet on the players or the dealer and try and get as close to a nine as you can.
I think the movie industry may have helped with that, because every Western ever made, they were always playing poker. Always playing like
poker's a cooler game to watch someone play than Baccarat.
Exactly. So everyone basically Baccarat dropped out of the scene because people always saw poker being played.
Hmm.
It's weird how media can influence like streams.
I mean, it makes sense because the Baccarat, everyone at the table's playing against the dealer.
Yeah.
Whereas poker, you're playing against everyone else at the table. And so, you know, if you want to have a card game of people playing around a table and you want to have them talking and fucking with each other and all that kind of stuff and all the bluffing, it's much more interesting to watch players play against each other.
Yeah.
Than this, like, all cards are revealed, we're just trying to beat the dealer.
Although, when you said Taylor, what I can think now is this one guy in the bar just sitting there and suddenly, like, eight people surrounding with cards, like, come on, buddy. It's us against you now! Oh man! What else do we have to talk
that
about?
That was an entertaining diversion. Shall we return to the misery?
Yeah. We had to come up for a breath. This is how this works.
How about we return to the misery with an unintended self-own?
I do love those. They're rare.
So I don't know if you've seen it, but one of the things that Trump signed in over 100 executive orders on day one, which is a record for any president. Which I don't think is a record you should be proud of.
Yeah, it's like, that's not a good record, guys. It's like the serial killers one.
The thing that's crazy is, like, some of those executives, they have spelling errors in them. They haven't even put them through a word processor to check Trump if they spell correctly.
Are they in crayon?
Well, they probably threw it through fucking ChatGPT.
Oh, fuck,
So, one of them was that they're trying to define gender stuff.
Yeah.
They're pushing for this, like, there is only two genders thing. The big one that really sucks, which is them absolutely coming for trans people, was the, you are what you were born as,
yeah,
and you will always be that. So, and it's retroactive.
Yeah, so that's going to be fucking
if
interesting.
If you've got a full transition downstairs and everything, you have to go back to your old gender on all of your identification.
Yeah.
And your name.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. They're forcing you to go back to your dead name.
Oh, that's fucked. Because that's really weird. Because you have to go through
it's
a government
full trans erasure.
Holy shit.
You can't use it. You can't do anything that obscures whether or not you are who you were.
To have changed their name, they normally have to go through the government, right? So they would have to have paid a fee. So they paid to change their name and the government's like, nah, do it again.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you
can't. Awesome. I don't know how it's going to work after that. If that goes through, that one has to go through the Supreme Court. That one's not in law yet.
Good.
But within this stuff, there is an unintentional self-own, because then they had to define, well, how do we determine your gender?
Yeah.
So they went, okay, your gender is what you were at conception. Everyone who just passed grade 10 science and biology just figured out the fuck up.
Oh, I love that.
So, for anyone who somehow doesn't know this, at conception, all embryos are female.
Yeah.
It's 6 weeks into the pregnancy that if it's gonna change to male, it does.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
fucking
if
hilarious.
That goes through, Trump just made every single person in the United States He-Man.
Maybe that, that was his plan.
That means we that just take everyone down will have to go through and change their ID. But no matter... Holy shit, he's done it.
The cost of wages drops.
Trump is the first female president.
Fuck!
There's a strong belief that what they were actually trying to do was continue their push against abortion.
Yeah.
Because the idea being that, oh, you have a gender at conception, that means you have personhood, which makes aborting a fetus murder.
Yeah.
But it's just like, guys, did no one who... Well, of course no one did, because fuck it. It's all these people who are uneducated idiots. Again, like, it's grade 10 biology to know how that works.
Yeah.
And then at conception, everyone's a chick.
I think this is our grade 10 biology. Like, the United States is probably just studying when Macca's was created.
I don't know. It's just, like, it's so funny as a cell phone, because they thought they got it. We'll put this out because it's like at conception, if you are the gender that creates the big reproductive cell or the little reproductive cell.
Goddamn.
But yeah, everyone's the big reproductive cell at the start.
That is one of the greatest examples of why lawyers and politicians should not be the ones to dictate anything to do with your body. They don't know what the fuck's going on there.
So dumb. It's just so dumb, man. Absolute cell phone.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, God. But that's terrifying. This has been 1 week.
And that's not everything. Like, there's piles of stuff. Like, his immigration stuff is fucked. Loads of people are figuring out that he's not really going to do all of the stuff he said he was going to do. Like,
gasp!
Yeah, I know, right? A politician not doing what they said they were going to do. But, like, the way they were going to do it, like, he keeps telling people, oh, the tariffs are going to cause people, other countries to pay, and stuff will be cheaper in the United States. It's not
happening. I'm loving the video.
Not even a little bit.
It out. It's been amazing.
All that's going to happen is the companies that have to pay those, pay other countries to get their stuff, who then have to pay those tariffs, those other countries are going to raise those prices.
Yeah.
At which point they're just going to pass those costs on to you.
Yeah, yep. Turns out a lot of produce in America is from, like, Mexico.
Yeah.
So
Mexico and Canada, and they both got a 20% tariff on them?
Yeah. A lot of their oil as well comes from Canada, so there's a tariff on that, which is going to push up their petrol prices.
They want to put a 100% tariff on China. Cool, let's see where all your electronics come from.
Oh, yep. That's good. Standing.
It's just like, none of this is going to make prices go down. Like, what's wrong with you?
It's going to cause the exact opposite, guys.
Yeah, those places have to pay tariffs. That means they charge more.
Yeah.
Have you not ever, ever once seen how buying power works?
Pretty much. Although there are some good things that have happened since the inauguration. One of them being, who was it that he keeps trying to buy? Greenland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say it the way you understand. Fuck off.
Yeah. Just, and that is by far the greatest political address I've seen in a while.
Did you see the scam they pulled on the inauguration, though?
Oh, is that
the tickets thing?
No, I was thinking of a different guy.
Okay, so they sold tickets to the open air version of Trump's inauguration.
Yeah.
They got some absurd number. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. I want to say something like $700 million, but, like, I'm pulling numbers out of my ass. Please fact check me. They sold tickets.
Yeah.
On the when it came to the point where it was supposed to happen, they canceled it. And did an indoor inauguration instead.
Huh.
They didn't and the only thing I've seen stated as the reason why they didn't do it was they decided it was too cold. Right. Do you want to know how cold it was on that day? 2 degrees.
Hmm.
In Washington. A place where it snows.
Yeah. Like, goddamn.
It's not that cold, guys.
Yeah.
There is another supposition that it was done because Trump's got some PTSD from having been shot at. Which is a fair thing.
Yeah.
But Hope Mobile
hadn't stopped him previously.
Pretty much like his campaign trail, he was still out.
Nah, Yeah, but he did it almost exclusively at an indoor location. Ah. He didn't really do outdoor rallies anymore after that incident.
That's fair.
Pope Mobilin. Have him roll up in the Beast.
Yeah.
Have the Beast roll into a plexiglass dome. Have him walk down a plexiglass tunnel. Have his inauguration in a plexiglass bottle. And then walk back to the Beast.
Yeah.
It's not undoable.
It's very easy. Like, but, that's been...
And here's the kicker, though. They didn't refund anyone for those tickets. They kept all of the money, and they sold separate tickets for the indoor inauguration.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. Double dipped.
And they really think the fucking meme coins aren't a scam? Holy shit. God.
So anyone who paid to go to the outdoor inauguration didn't get the money back. And if they still wanted to go to that inauguration, they had to pay to go to a different one.
That can't be legal. Come on. God damn it, America.
It's such a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was a joke. I wish this was a joke. So much of it feels like it should be. Yeah. Like some kind of like...
This is an experiment.
Like a movie's idea of what, like, the stupidest thing could be.
It's Idiocracy.
And we're living it.
Yeah.
No, it's not Idiocracy, because Idiocracy's funny. Yeah. Yeah, this is, like, traumatizing. Like, what the fuck?
There is one funny thing that has happened, which is Snoop Dogg played for Trump. And now the entire internet's digging up his old, like, TikToks and Vines, or not Vines, but you know, Instagram shit.
Yeah.
Where he was like, which one of you pricks is going to be the first person to sell out and go and play for Trump? And the backlash, my favorite. A person just on TikTok said, all right, we're not calling him Snoop Dogg anymore. We're calling him Calvin. It's like, oh, that's fucking brutal.
That's his actual name, isn't it?
Yeah, his actual name is Calvin. It's like, that's fucking brutal. Putting him back to that. But the backlash for that's been fucking funny.
And just the pardons. The pardons, that, like, the pardons. From both fucking sides.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to know the dumbest one that I know of that he did. So one of his campaign promises was, I'm going to be really tough on drug deals. Because he wants to crack down on drug crime.
Yeah.
Did he pardon his own drug deal?
He pardoned the guy who made the Silk Road.
Wait, what? No! Yeah. What? God damn it. This shit does sound like really bad sitcom writing.
It's literally like the bad guy's got into a power and now he's releasing all the other villains. That's what this fucking feels like.
You know what this feels like? The villains from Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to tear down this rainforest and build a parking structure, because I love parking structures. Yeah! That's it. That's all I'm hearing now. Like, Dick Dastardly is now in the White House, twiddling his mustache.
Nah. You know which Captain Planet villain he actually most resembles? And Google it if you need to, if you don't remember.
I know the one.
Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely reminds me of Duke Nukem. Just a fucking idiot in a Hawaiian shirt doing dumb shit for no good reason.
Absolutely. Oh, man.
Yeah, like, that's, like, that, he legitimately did that. He wants to be tough on drugs, and then, hey, you made the Silk Road, fucking go out and be free.
Go do it again, go. But it's just...
I didn't say do it again, but, like, you don't have to be in prison anymore.
Oh, was it the...
Because that guy got, like, life plus 40?
Yeah, something like that. But I've liked some of the responses from other world leaders that have popped up. Essentially, one guy going to the EU is like, no, guys, we've seen this happen before. Because right after the inauguration, with the, you know, the Nazi salute and all that shit from Musk. And he's just like, no, what we saw there, that's beyond a red flag. We need to do better. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next, I would say years, but month. Just give him a month.
Yeah. Oh, so, you want to know how just absurd this layout of, like, signing 100 executive orders was?
No.
There was a point where Trump had to ask, after signing it, what the World Health Organization was, because he signed an executive order taking them out of it. So he didn't even know what he was signing. He just signed it and then asked, what was that?
Two things. The fact that he signed it, that's idiotic. But two, how does he know, don't know what the World Health Organization is after COVID?
Who the because fuck is writing power, these things for him to sign? Like, where are they coming from?
He put into power a guy in charge of health who thinks vaccinations aren't real.
Oh, fuck, he did too. I forgot it. I'd repressed that.
That's how he looks at the World Health Organization and goes, what the fuck is that?
God, look, Australian politicians have their problems, but fuck, at least they're not Trump.
Yeah.
God, I do like, in like response to the American election, though, we have had the government go, you know what? We're limiting what billionaires can contribute to a single party. 20K, that's it. Nothing more.
Yeah.
It's just to stop like a billionaire trying to buy the election, because we have our own versions of Trump flogging around here, and I don't want them in charge.
This is what happens when you overfund a military and underfund an education system.
Mm. Yeah.
Very much.
God fucking damn.
Has there been any good this week that we can think of? Like,
I don't know. Let me Google. Let me see if there's anything. Oh no, sorry. Do you want another dumb one?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so they are committing to what is being called the Stargate Project.
Oh, is that now, the...
Wait, I'll explain it. They're committing $500 billion. Need you to understand that. That's $500 trillion.
It's B, like billions.
To AI research.
No.
In the attempt to try and create a general AI.
No. They're going to build Skynet. This is getting insane.
That's what they're throwing $500 billion at. Their fucking healthcare... Like, we started this episode dunking on the healthcare system.
Yeah, we did.
You want to give $500 billion to companies like OpenAI, Microsoft, all that, to help build... It's all coming together as one big project. To create a general AI program, a product with no market, and you're not going to just fix your entire healthcare system in one go?
Yeah. You could easily fix things.
No, but they're not going to fix the healthcare system because too much money passes hands for their fucking health insurance.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know why they're not going to do it. I'm just like, you want to spend $500 billion on.
Yeah.
On something with no practical application.
Yeah.
And not fix any of the piles of crippling problems, the roadways that they said they were going to fix, that people applied for jobs to do that they have now pulled out on, and now those people don't have jobs.
They could actively fund their education system again.
Yeah.
Like,
they could do a lot of stuff.
That'd be great.
They're not gonna. I was talking to my housemate. My brain cannot understand it.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
Actually, how close are we to doomsday? Give me a second. Where's the doomsday clock?
Oh, it's got to be fucking close now. We're
within seconds, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, probably. I can't understand how all of this happens this way. How you can do this stuff and think it's okay.
Because there is no accountability for saying the dumb thing. Too many other people think the dumb thing.
Yeah. But even then, like... Not to get into even more depressing stuff, just look at all the shit Israel's done lately. Cool, we're going to openly, like, mask off, basically say we're going to genocide Palestine.
Yeah.
Well, the world pretty much accepts that that's a bad thing. You shouldn't do that. No one's stopping them.
Pretty much.
No one agrees with what they're doing, but no one's saying stop that.
Yeah.
No, or if they are, they're doing it like the easiest way possible. We should sit down and do talk. No, just stop them. Just.
Yeah.
You are bigger than them. Walk in and hit them. Just settle down.
That's not the policy I necessarily want to encourage.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it definitely feels like it should be. Like, these people are not doing good things.
Or at least just, like, one politician to walk in, or, like, one ambassador walk in with a spray bottle. Bad! Sit! No!
Oh, slight correction on something I said last week. I said that during the ceasefire, Hamas signed it and then Palestine shot.
Mm.
That's wrong, because Hamas is in Palestine. Of course, it was Hamas signed it, Israel shot them, and then signed the ceasefire.
Fucking hell.
Slight correction on my own.
We are just dudes. We make mistakes. But yeah, it is currently 19 seconds to midnight. So, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
I remember days when it was back in the minutes.
I don't.
But actually, talking about the doomsday, like bullshittery going around, my TikTok feed is primarily like conspiracy theories and other dumb shit because I love paranormal stuff. The current one is apparently the aliens have, like, the mothership has now landed in the Gulf of Mexico. And all I can think of is that...
You mean the Gulf of America?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is that why Trump wanted to rename it just so America would go down as where they landed?
Oh, did you see the also renamed mountain in Alaska that was utilizing a native name to something else? I can't remember. It was like Mackenzie or something.
Yeah. Like
that would be like Australia going, yeah, we're just going to go back to Ayers Rock instead of Uluru.
Yeah. It's so he went on a frenzy of renaming things for a second, didn't he?
Well, because he can. Yeah. It's one of the things he can do that doesn't require Senate or Supreme Court approval.
Yeah. Like, I feel so bad for Mexico and Canada who have to share borders with this much of. Even worse for Canada, they got on two sides.
Can I just mention, I know, like, talking about how someone appears isn't always a great thing, but can I just say, Mulaney looked like a fucking, a cartoon villain, like a wolf dressed up in a zoot suit.
He really did.
Oh my God, that whole hat, it looked like an old cartoon wolf villain.
What's this from?
Have a look at what Mulaney's wearing at the inauguration. She looks like a cartoon fucking villain.
I didn't watch like the full thing of the inauguration, so I was just like jumping through some of the stuff I've seen on memes.
What the fuck?
The black suit with the black and white hat that's just like such a sheer line.
Yeah. Like, it really does look like someone went just...
She just... Yeah, she reminded me of like the old cartoons where like the wolf is dressed up in a zoot suit. It just reminded me of that so much.
You know what it is? It's Spy vs. Spy.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the... I can't unsee it now. Goddamn.
Not that I cared before, but like... way to make me care less.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. But yeah. Fucking conspiracy worlds have been going fun to like this week. Everyone's jumping up and down, but aliens on there.
Come on, new topic.
Like it's been that way for ages.
You need to let the aliens do something to make conspiracy theories spout. Like, give it a rest for a couple months.
You know
what
I think is, like, so many, like, weird shit has popped up, which is just so obviously fake. Like, one of them was, like, the egg video. It was like, oh, it's an alien egg. It's like, it's an egg that's been duct taped to some string. Like, stop it, for fuck's sake.
They either need to stop with it completely or let them land in the middle of fucking Times Square and say, here we are.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just
get
it over with. Like, either enslave us or bring us into whatever the fuck you're doing. I don't care anymore. Either way, I'm not paying bills now. Look, slaves get, like, a roof over their head and a meal. That's pretty good. Can't complain.
Man, isn't there a TV show that... Fuck. I think it might have been an anime I was going to watch that I never got around to that worked with that concept. Aliens, like, appear. Whole ship, everything. Just parks. Doesn't talk to anyone. Doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
Just hangs out.
I remember that.
And like bits of it fall off now and then, so you don't want to live under it.
Yeah.
But it's not doing anything.
I know the one you talk. I have to find that again.
I think it was like more of a slice of life thing. So it was like, you know, what happens like once the hubbub has died off.
Yeah. It's kind of like, what was the one where it lands in South Africa?
Oh, District 9.
Yeah, that one. That was
God, that was a good movie.
That was, yeah,
that was such a good movie.
They're doing a sequel now.
Are they still doing that?
They've been saying that for a while now.
Like, I remember there was an update like recently. I can't remember if they were putting that back on hiatus or taking it off again.
I hate to say it, but it fits into the same category in my head as going, oh, hey, we're doing Gladiator 2. Look, guys, it's been too long.
Yeah.
You can't do a sequel to that movie anymore.
They had the perfect time frame to do it. It was it 13 years round trip?
13 years, yeah.
If they had... it would have been really fucking weird if they'd done it, but I would have loved it if they had...
If they'd fucking timed that? It would
have been perfect. Like, they've passed the point where they can do it that way now.
Yeah.
It's like, it's more than 13 years old, guys. You missed your perfect chance.
Hmm. And I don't know if I'd actually want... Like, I know when I watched the movie, I definitely wanted a sequel to District 9.
Yeah.
I don't think I want it anymore. The time and the place and what it was so singularly what it was.
Yeah.
I don't think you could lightning in a bottle at a second time.
Yeah.
Certainly not after all the hype is gone and it's kind of just a cult classic that sci-fi fans love is this one movie.
Yeah.
Where a dude slowly turns into a prawn.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's so good.
Yeah. It's such a good movie. Like, if you've never seen District 9, fucking go watch District 9. It's really, really good.
But even just, it's the fuel. It's what does everything, but it'll also turn you into a prawn.
Oh, side note. I've actually been... I still haven't finished it because it takes so long and it's so good. I've been kind of, like, giving myself little bits to chew on of Indiana Jones. I played through a section today. And I want to tell you the broad strokes of the section I just played through without giving you any of the plot spoilers.
Sounds fun.
So this is an actual orchestrated section. This isn't one of the open world sections. There's three open world sections. I just got to the third one. This was a more controlled section. And this is broad strokes what I just played through. A Nazi battleship disappears at some point in the past. During the game, you find out that that battleship has actually appeared in the Himalayan mountains. You go to the Himalayan mountains. Something happens while you're there that causes that ship to fall off of the mountains, at which point you ride the ship down the Himalayas. Something else happens which causes it to then appear in the middle of China, raining bits of a Nazi battleship onto solid ground, not the ocean, while the entire area is being bombed, because remember, this is during the war.
Fuck.
At which point you then have a fist fight with a Japanese pilot on his plane while the plane is flying.
God damn. That, I need to play this game. But I have,
and I'm that took about an hour and a half to play through.
Holy shit. That sounds
that almost fun. Took an hour and a half to describe.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Like, I know I keep saying it, but like, it's really, really good game. And I got to the end of that and I was like talking to a friend of mine who'd already finished the game while I was doing it. I'm just like, oh yeah, so this happened and that's really cool. And he's like, wait, okay. And then I messaged him the next crazy thing that happened. He's like, just wait. And he finally stopped just saying just wait after I'd punched the Japanese pilot off his own plane. And he's like, yeah, do you feel, can you feel more awesome in a game? I don't think so.
Yeah, no, like that's a whole lot of awesome right there. Fuck.
Yeah. Like, seriously, like, this game is insane value. How much time have I sunk into this game at this point?
Everything I've heard just sounds like the game was, like, made by people who really, really loved Indiana Jones.
It's like someone took all of their ideas that if they'd ever wanted to play, to make an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
And they went, this is what, this is everything I would have put in an Indiana Jones movie. And they're like, bet, do it. I have played this game for almost 18 hours.
Nice.
And I still haven't finished it. And that's mostly because I'm not, like, mainlining it.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like taking little breaks from it and coming back and then playing another chunk of it. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like I'm getting my own little, like, TV show of Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, you grab some collectibles, punch a few Nazis, solve some riddles. Cool, I'm done for a couple days, come back, play it a little bit more, and just slowly chew away at it. Just really enjoy and savor this game. It's really, really good.
Yeah, you gotta hit your Nazi punching quota each day, and then, you know.
I know, right? And then, yeah, I hit this section, and I just, like, hardcore played it. It was like I've been watching a TV show, and then they did, you know, like how anime does, like, an OVA sometimes between seasons?
Or like the mid-season, special they do occasionally.
Yeah, something like that. That's what it felt like I just did. Like, I've been, I finished the season of Indiana Jones and the Vatican, and then I pushed through all of Indiana Jones in Cairo. And then they were like, we're going to do a movie before we take you to the next TV series. And we're going to do Indiana Jones and the Himalayas. And you're just going to have a 1 hour balls to the wall Nazi punching experience. And it's just like, oh my God, this is so good.
Oh God. All right. I have to pump that one up to the, a bit higher in my backup list. So
I just had to tell you guys about that because it was like all the other stuff's like, yeah, it's really cool. It feels like Indiana Jones, but this one just felt like all the action set pieces put together in just like this really tight row to just be like, you've had a lot of open world stuff and kind of at your own pace. How about we just give you a bit of let's go?
Yeah.
Just a couple of dope set pieces.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, yeah. And the next section I'm into already looks gorgeous. It's already got a cool setup. I'm really keen for how it's all going to finish. The Nazi is very Oh, sorry. There's one thing I forgot to mention in that whole sequence that I just explained to you.
Mm.
Just before you do the bit where the ship falls down the cliff and you ride it down the cliff,
yeah,
you have a punch-up fight with a Nazi officer who falls off the boat to a Wilhelm scream.
Hey! Perfect. Gotta be at least one.
Because it's not Indiana Jones without a Wilhelm scream.
Hells yes. God, I love
it. It's just the fact that, like, even that, something so small is just a sound effect.
Yeah.
They knew they needed it. A dude's falling off a boat off a cliff. That's where you put it.
Yeah.
So we've got to do it.
It's weird how, like, some sound effects are required for things. Like, yeah. Wasn't there a thing a while ago where Star Wars wanted to change the sound the laser makes? And everyone's like, fuck off, no.
Probably. I know that happened with Alien. They were going to change the way the pulse rifle sounded. It was just like hard pass. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Don't you dare touch our pulse rifle. Bastards.
That's why when they finally, when Alien, the AVP-2 came out, it was so impressive because they got the actual sound files for the pulse rifle.
Ooh,
so the pulse rifle in that game is the pulse rifle sound for the movie.
That is so cool.
Holy shit, we made it out past an hour.
Yeah. Look.
I wasn't sure what we were going to do it this week because it was just like, oh, it's so much depressing stuff. Are we going to have anything to talk about?
All three of us just can essentially talk underwater with marbles in our mouths. Like, we can make anything into a topic.
I mean, we managed to get through 20 minutes of me talking about having my appendix out.
That was a good story. It was a fun one. It's very relatable.
And we ended on Indiana Jones. So, you know, you got your compliment sandwich.
Yeah. It's a shit sandwich, but it's better.
Look, man, there might be a turd in the middle there, but at least the start and end's fun.
Yeah.
We got your good quality bread, damn it. Just don't look too close at the meat.
Yeah.
The meat is real fucking sketchy.
We're going to say it's spam, but that could be anything.
It's an unnatural orange tint. I don't like it. Don't trust it.
I've been seeing that fucking meme about the, you know, is this meat processed? If it's processed, I don't want it. I've been seeing that fucking everywhere lately.
Yeah.
This is an holy meat obelisk.
The meat in this sandwich is very soylent.
But I think that will do for this week. Y'all have a good one.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, there you go.